You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
I'm on
this Walsh.
That's me, like, trying so hard not to scream, but trying to make it nice anyway.
COVID.
I have
on.
A throat full strikes. Of COVID.
Yeah, no screaming. Can't be when screaming. You have COVID. No,
can't be
set,
screaming.
It'll set you back days.
That's like basically the only line that's been drawn. It's just don't scream.
Don't scream. So what do we got going today, baby?
Game Week 16 pod, live stream tomorrow. Then I think we have a basically normal week next week,
yeah,
right?
Normal week next
oh
week.
Oh my God. Thank fucking God. Normal week.
Friday
and then
game,
another
though.
Chaotic week. Friday.
Oh, no. That's in... Yeah,
it is.
Friday.
It is Friday deadline. Yeah. It is Friday deadline.
Yeah.
God damn it. I mean,
that'll
at least...
be the first game. And NFL are going to have new manager bounce that game.
Lopetegui?
Who knows? Someone.
Yeah. Maybe Spurs leak will be relevant. I don't know. Who knows?
Know.
Who cares? Terrible.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, man. Crazy
game,
week,
man.
Dude. Crazy midweek pile up nutsness.
It's so dumb.
It's horrible. The quality of games goes down. The injuries go skyrocket.
Yeah.
The flags are up.
Yeah.
How's your team looking?
Dog shit, as usual. 33 points. What can we say?
I haven't
here?
Even looked at your team.
Yeah, it's just pathetic. Thank God I did that Palmer move. Holy fucking shit. If I didn't do that, I'd be
oh my
on
God. Doku to Palmer with
5 or something.
5 minutes left on the
yeah.
If
I didn't
the deadline.
And I like was like, should I check? Like, should I open my computer? Because I had like, I think I had 4
I DM'd
minutes.
You.
Yeah, but I was at work, so I think I had 4 minutes. I was like about to just like go to the bathroom, and I was like, oh, "Let me just do a cheeky little see what's going on." And I was like, "Oh my god!" And I didn't.
Was
go to
it
the bathroom.
My message that you saw?
Yeah, and I was like,
"Yeah, I was like in bed on my phone, COVIDed yeah. out my ass, just seeing people be like, Doku not in team, Doku out.'"
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh my god!"
And then I
please.
Looked at the clock, and it was like 3 minutes before the deadline. I was like, "Oh no!" I was like. So we got there. We got
but
there.
But that was like plus 7 because you would have got circus Chaz Taylor, I guess, in. So
yeah,
plus 7
plus.
Is fucking huge.
Big plus. But I
but
didn't
very
I could have dialed
week.
It. Yeah. I could have dialed it up. I had some other really big spicy hits on the cards, but I just was like, let me just get Palmer, forget it.
Yeah.
And then
and he scored
my other one of my favorite players, Bumo, got fucking finished fatality finish him. So now
got
that
you the
one,
points.
So.
At least he got you the points.
Did he get me the points?
Yeah,
when
he
I have
got
to
you
give
a,
them back.
Got you a pen.
I give them right back. So
yeah,
Yeah. All right.
But very low scoring week overall. Yeah. 35.7 among the elite just teams.
The Trents and the Trent Knots, I guess.
Yeah, basically. I don't even know who else scored points. I mean, I don't have Boomo, so I got 31. Yeah. Palmer first on my bench, but I got a POW auto sub, which is just hilarious.
I forget about it. Better to be lucky than good on that one for sure.
POW just doesn't clean against fucking Bournemouth, anyone. Spurs, Fulham, NFO, Luton, anyone, West Ham, Wolves, Brighton. Gets me an auto sub clean against Man City. He's been great for me.
Your auto subbing this year has been best of your actual FBL career.
It turns out if you have good players on your bench, you sometimes get lucky auto subs. I mean, I have Palmer 8-pointer on my bench who didn't auto sub, but just another good player. I bench a good attacker every single week, and I have good defenders. So,
well, POW against City is not a good defender, but like, the cookie
he's
crumbles.
A good player. Yeah. So you sometimes get lucky in that regard. Yeah. I don't even remember what the transfer is that I'm. Oh, Dubrov plus one, plus one.
Best Johnston pick in the game.
Fucking out of my team.
I told you, man.
Johnson's a one or a nine. Dubrov's a two or a three.
Johnson's there are no nines in his future. He's a fucking one. I told you, man. We are all sorts.
Yeah. That was an ugly highlights package to watch right before we recorded.
Yeah, we are fucked, man.
Yeah, not looking good for pals. And boy, with some fucking weird comments. What the hell was that?
Maybe his senility is starting to infest his brain. He's just the actual worst. It's insane. I'm done watching Palace. I think I watched 10 minutes of the game and I had double screen and I didn't put my team on. I'm not watching this anymore unless if it's a solo game for the rest of the year until Woy gets killed.
I mean, you're watching Palace Liverpool solo game.
If it's the only game on, I'll watch it, but I'm not honoring a screen in my house with this team. There's no point. Yeah. So I'm done with that. So
dark times for Palace. Shout out to the December Mug League leader so far, Sebastian Spinetta, aka Bone Seekers, in first. Second place, Zach DeWitt, aka Waffle Mafia 5.0. And third place, Anders Herzvek, aka Salah Snack Bar. Shout out to the leader of the public league, Dan Carrillo, who I'm pretty sure is a Patreon, unless there's just another Dan Carrillo, which seems pretty unlikely, but he's not in the fucking mug league.
There are dozens of them.
He's not in the mug league. He's just in the public league. So I don't know what the fuck you're doing, Dan, but you're 300 rank overall, so keep doing what you're doing, I guess.
He's playing good FPL. That's
what
he's
maybe
doing.
The pressure of a mug has been holding him back all these years, and now he's free from the mug, and he's just flying. Let's start with Boomo, I guess.
Oh my god,
he's fucked.
Yeah,
Brentford are fucked.
They're non-functioning.
They have so many injuries. There's no chance they put in a good performance. I feel like at this point.
Luckily, they have a blank.
They do have a blank soon, and Tony's back pretty soon. And there's zero chance of relegation this year. So
when
that's
is it
really
over?
Nice. I think January.
Just January 1, he's just back?
I don't know, but somewhere in January. January 16th, it says on the Premier Injuries thing. Well, so, but
good news
there's only
for them
two game weeks in January.
They play December 30th, and then their next game is January 20th.
Yeah, so basically January 1. Nice. I don't know, maybe they have a cup or something, but he'll be back soon. But for now, they're a fucking hard avoid.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got a lot of questions about potential replacements. I mean,
yeah,
I don't think it's even worth reading out all these questions. I mean, you know the guys. It's basically Gordon, Wang, Palmer are like the chalk. And then the puntier guys that people are asking about are sort of Raz, McSauce, Bowen / Kudus, Brennan, Doug Luiz.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot to go.
Garnacho.
We have a lot to talk about here, I think. So where do you want to start with all these guys?
Well, let's start with the talky guys. I mean, Gordon, you could have gotten four Newcastle players into your team. You decided not to get four Newcastle players in your team and go for Palmer. So explain that decision. How'd you come to that conclusion?
It's tough. I mean, you kept telling me to get Gordon. Every 12 hours, you would tell me, get Gordon. And I'm blaming
COVID.
I still couldn't do it.
I'm blaming COVID, dude. It rotted my brain. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I feel like each one of these players, and then the larger context of their team, is like they all have significant issues and also significant like benefits, I think, right? It's Gordon, I think, would be top of the pile.
Yeah.
The away is not just a concern, though. I mean, I feel like if you can bench, you want to. While they're not fully fit, because it's not just, oh, maybe it's going to be this away performance that's better. I mean, they got fucking destroyed today against Everton. They could have lost.
They were so bad.
And
I thought they were better second half. Gordon really could have got points second half, but first half was like, they're lucky right now to go in 0-0 at half. Very lucky to go in 0-0 at half.
Yeah, I mean, Everton did the thing where they kind of play in phases of the game, and they were all over them, swarming for the first half hour, and then they kind of just stopped for a little while, and then, then the second half, they also sort of didn't come out doing much, and then they started piling it more on at the end of the game, right? But in those little bit of lulls, you see Gordon, right? He's clearly, in and around every good action that they do. Yeah. And when you're comparing him to players on, Wolves, et cetera, it's a good team to be on. Almiron's a real big problem, though. I mean, he's back to just being who he is, who he thought he was. And when you play with two attackers plus Almiron, it's a big issue, I mean, because he kills everything. So they do need to get fit. All that said, though, they do have the Spurs game next, which at Spurs will be tricky. But then they have home Fulham, at Luton, home NFO, which, you imagine there are points there. So I feel like Gordon's just been good, should continue to be good, is only 6-1, is just good, right? He's just a good pick.
Yeah. And they play the late game on Sunday. They need every fucking minute of rest they can possibly get. So that can't hurt them. That can only help them. And, honestly, like Spurs, I talked about this, I feel like, 2 weeks ago in terms of some of their aways. But like away Spurs, weirdly, is like one of the better away games for a team like Newcastle, probably, who are playing badly and need teams to give chances to them, which Spurs just can't help but do. I mean, they just will back pass it to you, bounce it off two players to you, give you as many fucking free runs at their goal as you want, especially second half of every game. Isak, I don't know, Miggy's going to fuck up 50% of those, but the other 50% will be split between Isak and Gordon. Fine. If you just look in a vacuum of the next four, I think Newcastle probably have the best fixtures in the league. So, yeah. I mean, there's a reason he's chalk, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and then Palmer's a clear second for me on this, in this replacement list. His fixture run extends even longer.
Way longer.
And obviously everyone is more than a little bit concerned of the performance they had at Old Trafford. They got completely disassembled, which was a surprise for all to see. Potch, maybe we'll come on to that at some point later in the pod.
More Chelsea stuff later, so we'll get there.
But just with Palmer, I mean, he's just classy, right?
He's so good.
He's
silky actually and, so good.
Yeah, his finish was good. His passing is, it's not as...
It wasn't perfect.
It should be better for his quality, I think. But it does seem like he is still in that phase of pressing. Like, he's trying to win the game by himself every game he plays and trying to, prove himself too much. Like, I feel like he needs to just, chill and relax and be like, dude, this is your spot. Like, just fucking chill, dude. But it's tough when you're playing with N. Jackson and Mudrick. You give them the ball, the fucking thing's over. So, that's an aggravation, right? But... I don't know. It's just he's 5'4". We think he's going to have pens we don't know about when Nkunku's back. He's not going to be back for a little while still, it looks like. But he's just great. Like, everything goes through him, and, he's going to be close to the goal every time. So he's just... Like, that's why getting him, I was like, it didn't feel great for me getting him this past week. I mean, I spent time thinking about getting him within other moves, but...
Yeah.
ultimately, it just felt like I'm paddling upstream by not owning him, because he does tick like every box you want from an FPL midfielder, pretty much.
Yeah.
Except for like corners, I guess. Like, he doesn't take corners, right?
That's basically what it comes down to, is he's an incredible pick, especially for his price. Just unbelievable, ticks every box, like you said. But the other thing that I think is guiding a lot of team construction right now is, like, we need money. Like, every defender in the game is bad except Trent and Trips, and we're all trying to get there, and none of us have enough money. We're all 4 million short of getting both of those players, right? And it's like, there's a reason every team seems to be getting Palmer, and it's not just that he's a good pick, but it's everyone's going downgrade to Palmer so I can afford so-and-so on the other side of things with all these injuries and whatnot, and every defender being bad. It's just like, yeah, he just is really, really good.
Yeah. And it shows you too, right? The performance of the team was horrendous. And, you know, he does that one moment where he just slots like Odegaard, and you're like, oh, this beautiful. Is great. You know,
beautiful goal.
You know, he could have had an assist. Yeah, got a bonus.
Gets a bonus in a game where they could have conceded fucking 8 goals to Man United. Got absolutely fucking stomped. And he gets a bonus.
But I mean, that's probably why he got a bone, because all of the Man United players missed all the chances, so they're bad. But
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, but yeah, I mean, he's should be good on bones, and he has been good on bones, because he creates chances and he doesn't shoot that much.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's good. And what about, what are you seeing with Wang? He's 5'7" now.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about him, what was that, like 2 weeks ago or something, where we were like, we're not giving him enough credit. Like, he really has been good. Best numbers of his career. He's actually getting chances. Now we know he's on pens, right? And the Burnley goal is like, you know, that's just Burnley things. That's just how company sets his team up. And those accidents happen and Wang takes advantage. But it wasn't great. Definitely wasn't like a great performance where I'm like, wow, Wolves really put it to him and have a lot of goals.
They were terrible.
They were fucking awful. They basically played horrible. Even with the
they were third worst team stretches. In the league. Yeah, they were worse for large stretches.
Large stretches. And so, you know, home NFO is still good. He is still on 4 yellows. He does still have the Asian Cup coming up soon, which Rybalski and Shots asked about that. I mean, those are dings. I mean, you know, you can fucking dog face your way to having 4 yellows and just last for like 20 game weeks and never get a suspension. But also with the Asian Cup where you're guaranteed out, I mean, you're kind of just booking a transfer, you're booking a transfer of a player that isn't that good.
It's a bad pick.
It's just like, doesn't make sense.
He's just a bad pick. Yeah, he's just a bad pick right now. If you've already gotten him, then you obviously hold him. But he's not even remotely close to a buy. I mean, I was really startled by the performance against Burnley.
Yeah, they were bad.
They couldn't even get a shot. They couldn't get in the fucking other half. I mean, it was ridiculous. I'm watching this game thinking, you know, that would be more or less one-way traffic, as every Burnley game I've seen all year has been. And they're just playing at home worse than Burnley.
Being that kind of team, though, I mean, where they like play up against the good teams, play down to the bad teams.
Yeah, so, but that doesn't
I
help
still
us.
Don't, I wouldn't go as far to say he's a bad pick, right? He still has 5 games before the Asian Cup. 3 of them are home NFL, home Chelsea, home Everton. I don't care. Those are good fixtures.
If he plays away, them all.
Well, yeah, right. If he picks up a yell at a wrong time, you're fucked. But at West Ham, also, incredible fixture. They're a fucking joke defensively. The one, like, definitely bad one is at Brentham, and like, how definitely bad is it when they don't have Bumo or any of their best players?
Well, I mean, I don't see it similarly, because I would have sat here and said home Burnley, definitely good fixture. And I watched, I was like, this is definitely the worst Wolves performance I've seen all year.
So it wasn't good.
I mean, you know, like you're saying, there's 5 games, 4 yellows. That is maybe enough to rule him out, because if he's going to miss one of the next 5 games, which is, it's hard to play 5 games and not get a yellow card.
Especially the way the league is now. Yeah. Like, you just accidentally kick the ball away. It's just, you're fucking fucked.
Or intentionally, either way. But yeah, it's just, he just has a lot of...
That's probably fair. Yeah.
He has a lot of issues. I just don't see how you're going this, like, down to this level on the list. Because if I'm looking at him, then I'm like, well, who's also punty and fun? Because, you know, there are some guys like that too.
Yeah. There are plenty of guys like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to talk about McSauce. That's a waste of time. I think a name also that wasn't mentioned. Yeah, come on. Enough with this.
Is it a waste of time?
Yeah. What do you think about...
He is such a weird player. He's such a donger.
All right. Are you done?
He's just like one of the worst midfielders you've ever seen in your life. And for some weird set of skill combination, he's actually... The one thing he's actually good at is... getting shots, getting goals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He's in form.
Yeah.
You could go there. Home Bournemouth.
Okay. Yeah. Great pick. I think Bailey is putting his name forward because...
Yeah, he's been good.
I mean, the last two games, he's been the best player on the pitch.
Yeah.
Probably would be a little bit... I don't know if he could afford to... I mean, it feels like he can't start a third game in the week. And also, it feels like he has to start him because it's Arsenal.
Yeah, and that's kind of every player you're buying this week,
yeah,
right? Not buying anyone who hasn't been starting.
Sports Social, now on the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This is Pedro from the Arsenal Opinion Podcast, and I am hyped about the title running. Can Arsenal pit Pep and Klopp? Will our young squad be described as mentality monsters? Is Mikel Arteta truly a generational saucy manager? Come and join us on the Arsenal Opinion Podcast to follow the boys on this historic 2024 Premier League title run-in and hear analysis of the games, the hottest transfer rumours, the Arsenal culture, and the business of football. 3 times a week exclusively on the Sports Social Podcast Network. Search the Arsenal Opinion now and come and join the fun.
I just mean more for like, I mean, I thought he should have subbed him 20 minutes before he even did in the City game. He was like so gassed. I couldn't believe he scored the goal. He found the legs for that. But I mean, he's 5'5", and it looks like he's finally realized that Matheus Kaczus is one of the worst Polish footballers that has ever played in the entire universe of the world. And Bailey's making that spot his own, it seems like, right now. And they have like home chef, you home Burnley coming up in the near term. I think he's an interesting one. I think he's like a post-type guy.
I haven't looked at him, to be honest. But, yeah. I mean, well, right now, you're buying him right now before home Arsenal at Brentham.
I think it depends because, like, your hand might be getting forced, right? You have to do a move for Bumo. So you have to look a little more than just this game week. And, I mean, we just saw him playing against City and they were insane.
They fucking annihilated City.
I know they didn't have Rodri, but I mean, he's a counter guy anyway, you know? So I think the fixtures like don't matter as much. It's more just, is he playing and does he look, you know, decent? And the answer is
one third of Jack.
You can't forget that. So I think Bailey's is a guy that's, you know, very under the radar kind of, if you're looking for someone like that, that is interesting to me.
Points per start. In the entire FPL landscape. Number 3, Haaland, 7.5. Number 2, Mo, 7.6. Number 1, Leon Cunting Bailey, 7.8. In the entire fucking league.
I love when you can cherry pick a noisy stat to benefit my argument.
I'm just pulling him up to like see what he's up to because he hasn't been on my radar at all, to be honest. I mean,
okay.
The way he like started the season, it was like you said with the cash stuff, it was like, is he even, he's barely even an attacker at some points earlier in the season. It's like, he's kind of a auxiliary right back, sort of a tweener.
Wing
mid.
Back, fullback, I don't know what.
Yeah, but it does seem like, I mean, he had five shots for City, 2 shots for Bournemouth, his last 2 starts. I mean, he's getting... He's getting more forward. He's getting more chances. He's getting the shots that everyone who brought in cash after like game week 3 was hoping cash was going to get. And then he didn't get any of those chances.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's a shout.
Yeah. I think
what about that's the West Ham guys, though? I mean, you were all over Bowen pre Bowen gate.
It feels incredible to have no involvement or investment in this team, honestly. It feels so good. Like,
but Bowen is still really good.
But you just watch them play and they don't influence yeah. or do anything.
I know.
They
I
literally know. Do nothing the whole game. And it's just at the sheer will of the enemy to dictate what ends up happening. Like they just show up. Like they show up at the game.
That game. Like yeah. what the hell was that game?
I don't know. But I mean, it's kind of been like that for a while. I know they've won a few games here. You know, they're in a good patch. They've played really bad teams and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just like Bowen again playing strike. He had Kudus playing in the middle for a little while. Bowen was back on the right. But yeah. I mean, the goal, it's like whatever. You know, I mean, I know there was that the second goal, he was like right there, but they don't create anything. Like, they don't do fucking
shit.
They
don't attack.
They don't do anything.
Yeah.
So I'm not, it's just not having it. And I know he's obviously his goal is 9 goals and he's, you know, he's missing
yeah,
game.
Yeah, he's in form.
So yeah.
Personally,
it just doesn't,
the team is just like,
it's just watch. It's like he scores a goal in spite of every other thing that's happening. And they clearly don't give a fuck about the league. Like, they just don't care.
But are we doing that thing where we're both way too negatively biased against a player because the team is boring and barely creates?
No,
even though the individual pick is putting up, you know, best numbers of his career and donging every fucking game.
I think I just don't see it as very sustainable. I feel like when I watch, it's just he's getting away with it. That's what it feels like to me. Mm-hmm. And when Antonio was back, he was a lot better. Like, I think there were a lot more legs there. But I think with Antonio out, the way they look is really just non-functioning. And they're set up to try and not concede. They concede every game and then somehow win on the counter. I mean, I don't know what they're doing.
They literally park a double decker bus every
and
game
concede
and
every
concede
game.
Every single
game. It's fucking insane.
Fucking unbelievable what they're
like,
up to.
Like,
but
he's
7-6. I still
7-6.
Think Bowen's a pick. I still
yeah,
just think he's a pick.
No, he's definitely a pick, but I mean, he's 7-6. I'm just trying to see, like, is he a buy right now? And I can't get behind that.
His
I just feel like they
continue to be very good. I mean, yeah. His shots have gone down a bit since he's been like center forward. He's not as good at center forward as he is just, you know, off a forward on the right. But he's still getting a lot of XG and he's scored in 3 of the last 4. You know, like he's just in really good finishing form like he was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And like he couldn't fucking finish a goddamn thing last season. Hard to bet against that. I mean, you know, you see at Fulham, home Wolves next to him. Those are fucking bankers, you know, and I feel like
there is
he's
no
always
banker for them. They're going to park. They're going to go
yeah,
to
Yeah, they're
going to
park, but
park.
There's going to be space to counter against those teams, you know,
maybe.
And then it's the same in the quote unquote, like big 7, big 8 games, you know, home Man United. Okay, at Arsenal is bad. Home Brighton. Like, I feel like Bowen scores in those kind of games.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't like it.
I'm not really stumping for him ahead of the other picks we've already talked about, but there's just like, it's a weird thing where there's no team that has Gordon, has Palmer, and has Bumo and needs to, you know, get the next guy down the list, I feel like, right? I mean, like,
Yeah, that is the thing. It's like, what are the teams that are putting Bowen in? I don't really know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe those teams exist. I just don't feel like I've seen them. Most of them are missing one of those guys, or they don't have like Saka. And it's like, well, if you don't have Saka and you're getting rid of Bumo, just like find a way to get Saka or something like that.
Yeah.
Where it's like all these fun punts are cool. And in a normal season, I would be like all over this, but it just seems like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Bowen is, I don't know. I'm very, and having him, I mean, it was very aggravating, like owning him for as long as I did. And it was nice when he would pop up with his goal somehow, but generally just watch him just like, what? Like, why do I have this guy? Like, what's happening here? Like, why am I, what is this team doing? Like, why do I have any of their players kind of thing? So,
and he's just been red hot. I mean, he's way over his XG. Obviously, you have to be if you're on that team with 9 goals.
Yeah. So,
the thing that I will say about what I was just talking about is like, what team is even getting these players? Is that like, I think we both kind of agreed that, like, yeah, Palmer and Gordon are very obvious. They're obvious for a reason. They tick every box, yada, yada, yada. I also don't think they're like, if you don't get either of these players, you're fucking ridiculous and stupid kind of picks.
Not at all.
Right? Like, these are not like fucking, we're not talking about like Moe and Holland here. We're talking about fucking piss hair Anthony Gordon and penis haircut Cole Palmer. You know, like, if you want to fuck them off and get Raz because you have a feeling that Raz is going to haul in their good fixtures, get Raz. Like, no, I'm glad no problem with that at all.
No, I'm glad you're making that point. I mean, let's back up and say, what are we doing right now? We're ranking mid-price midfielders.
We're ranking how pieces of shit by how stinky they are. Yeah, it's like, this one's not that stinky, but it's not stinky because it dried up already. Like, that one's really stinky. It's a fresh poop. I don't know. There's it's complicated. Like, all of these guys are liable to blank four out of the next five. And we would just be like, well, yeah, they're 5 million. They fucking suck. And they're on bad teams. You know, weird.
Yeah, and more to the point is like, well, Bowen's a different category, but I mean, going down, the price does dictate who you get largely because this is a make weight spot now, right? If you're not going up to someone that you really miss, which Bowen is not gonna ever fit that category from the Bumo replacement, you know, you're getting the freedom of money to put it somewhere else. So that's gonna make your decision too.
Right. And I think that's also, you know, back to just Palmer really quick. I mean, that's another reason why, that's another box that he ticks, right? He's the cheapest of all of these. And he has the longest run of just like hold. And he's on pens. Him and Wang are the only one on pens in this in this group too. So
we're not 1,000,000% on Wang. It could still be Kunha.
Yeah. I mean, we're not 1,000,000% on Palmer once Nkuku's back, I guess. But like, probably. He hasn't missed one. So
I mean, Raz, I don't know. He's 7. I mean, these are the things where it just like he just doesn't really shoot. You know, I mean, I've been saying that for a little while, right? With him of like, he just isn't shooting. So that's an issue. Like he looks like a very important player for them in the games. And also he can just very happily stay over in like the right channel the whole game.
The right side is kind of killed him. I mean, he literally has 0 shots in the last 2 games. And those are the 2 games where he's just permanently on the right.
Because Mudryk
has to be in the team. Yeah, basically. But like all the other games before that, when he was kind of left a little bit central, you know, able to cut in and whatnot, he was their best attacker every game. They're most likely to score every game. And he kind of lost a little bit of that. But at the same time, I mean, if you're Chelsea, what the fuck are Chelsea? Because like, I think they obviously dropped a lot of points in their first, I don't know, 10-ish game weeks or whatever, when they had an easy run and everyone thought they should have won more games. But their underlyings were always really good, and I think some of the performances were really good, even when they didn't win. And now they've just had like nightmare performances against Man United, demolished by Man United, demolished by Newcastle. They had the Brighton win in between there, but it's a leap of faith to be like, okay, another good run. I think Raz is going to once again return the faith in the good run, because he really did in that early part of the season. He had the 2 hauls that made him one of the highest scoring players in the game in that early period of the season, just because of 2 massive hauls against Luton and Burnley.
Yeah, I think the manager might be a big issue here.
I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, we might just be seeing the last chapter of his career as we know it. He's getting the absolute least amount out of this group of players that I could imagine. Like, I feel like if I were managing the team, it would be just about the same as what's been happening. It's shocking. I mean, he's turning these players that we believe to be world class into anonymous shitters. Like Caicedo doesn't know how to play anymore. Enzo,
I don't know what the fuck happened to him.
I mean, Enzo looks worse than ever. You know, I mean, last year when he came in, he was like a revelation.
Oh,
and you can see
midfielder in the fucking
he's
world.
One of the best players I've ever seen. And now, I mean, he's getting through games, but he's certainly not bossing or dominating or influencing them like he was last year. I mean, this is just, and he's a Mudryk fetishist all of a sudden, just giving him starts again, which
is this?
Absurd. And he won't drop Tilv. Will not drop this player. He's the worst player, and he's the worst center back in the league right now.
Can't
probably
drop Tilv. Can't play Cole at center backs. Those are 2 non-negotiables for Poch.
Yeah, there are a lot of a lot of bad decisions that are happening. And the tactical inflexibility, like they don't do anything. I feel like they get outmanaged. Like they lose and they get outmanaged and they don't make adjustments. Yeah. And they just do, this is what we're doing today. And yeah, they do it over and over again, no matter what.
Yeah.
And
I do feel like there's a little bit of a, like, obviously he hasn't been working that consistently over the last few years, but it does feel like almost you're outdated. Like I've seen these all out presses, like kind of, you know, Kloppy in the press, and then they're just getting sliced apart over and over and over and over again, and he doesn't adjust. And but the first, I still on to the first, again, like 12, 11, 10 games of the season where I was like, okay, the performances aren't always there. They're not consistent. They're not supposed to be consistent, but the numbers are really good. There's something to build on. You're on cuckoo back in a month, yada, yada, yada. And then they just completely fell off a cliff in the last, this is specifically three. I mean, two out of the last three. So I just don't know what the hell's going on.
It's a basket case. I mean, they're a basket case.
Away Everton
club
is not as good as it seems, right? I mean, Everton are good. Dyche is a fucking genius. Like, Dyche is actually just an incredible manager. He just is.
I don't want to talk about this one.
He just is. It's a fact. But yeah, you know, their next nine are just, they should be good, right? I mean, it's at Everton, home Sheffield, at Wolves, home Palace, at Luton, home Fulham, at Liverpool stuff, home Wolves, at Palace. And legitimately, their worst fixture is at Liverpool, their next worst fixture is at Everton, and every other fixture is a fucking banker for them.
Yeah.
But like, are they going to play well? Who's going to start? Yeah, don't know any of this shit.
Don't know. Yeah.
And so are there just no picks here?
Well, you know, Palmer definitely still a pick.
Palmer's a pick.
Mostly because he's so cheap and he has the pens.
Cheap and on pens.
I still think Raz is a fine punt. I mean, when we're talking about all these players, which, like you're saying, which shit is least smelly kind of thing. You know, no, we don't know what kind of performance they're going to have or what role Raz is going to have. And also the fixtures are really good. So maybe he'll spike one, you know, and that'll be all you need to hang your hat on it. Defense, I think, is no, like, just no thank you whatsoever. They're a mess. I mean, the goalkeeper won't get dropped for anything. It doesn't matter how bad he is. They're a mess. Like, I still think De Sassi was just a horrendous buy. I just still haven't seen anything out of this player that I think is good. I think he's just bad. They have so many issues in the defense. It's just too many to count. So, yeah, I think it's probably just those two. You know, it's really just looking at Palmer and Raz.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, listeners of the pod know this, but I love the Raz punt. As far as punting on these pieces of shit, who's the least stinky? I mean, Raz has the pedigree. He literally has two mega hauls this season that, like, these other guys we're talking about just aren't even capable of. You know, I mean, like, Gordon doesn't have a fucking 19-pointer around the corner. You know, Palmer doesn't have a 16-pointer around the corner. None of these guys can do this. Raz can. He's been doing it for years. Good fixtures. He's still playing pretty well, I would say, even though he's, like, been shunted on the right. I think it's worth a punt. But, like, again, I think the most important thing probably with which pick are you going to get is, like, where are you going to use the money? What's the other worst one to two picks in your team? Who else is injured in your team? Who else is suspended in your team? Because most of the teams I'm seeing in our Discord are just like, I have no defender this week. And I'm like, that's bad. Yeah. You should probably get a defender this week, probably named Trent or Tripps. So, you know, you need the money most likely.
Yeah. Like, why would you pick Bowen over Raz? That's crazy.
I agree. I do think that's crazy.
He's more expensive too. I mean,
that's fair. Where's the fucking money, Lebowski?
Yeah, really. All right. So that's, I think we probably did enough of this. I mean, the other two, like, because I was getting, when I was looking at, you know, Trent, you know, I was like, oh shit, I might have to get someone really fucking cheap. There were two.
How cheap did you go?
Yeah, two sub five guys that I spent more than 1 second looking on, and neither of them are McSauce. One is Lo Celso.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He looks great.
Yeah, looks great. He's definitely playing himself into fitness. I mean, he hasn't played for so long. he has issues for an FPL pick for sure. And also, you know, he's 4'8", and he's going to be starting in this advanced role for the foreseeable future until Matto comes back.
For sure.
The good runway there. So you can't really go too badly there.
And he's just been great every game. I mean, he's just come in and immediately been great every game.
Yeah. He moves the ball. You know, he's not an idiot. He doesn't give it away cheaply like other idiots on their team do. And
I think I know the other one, but go ahead. Is it Clivert?
Obviously.
Let's go. Let's go, Bob Burner.
My cherries are
buzzing.
Yeah, he, I think, is a much worse pick than
much worse. GLC. He's an insane punt.
Yeah, he's an insane punt. And also, he's 4'6". He only plays an hour. No big deal. Plays 90 minutes clean, in an
banks
hour.
Cleans for fun.
banks are clean for sure. But I mean, he's just, when you're looking in the sub five price bracket, you will not find too many attacking midfielders, and he is one of those.
Yeah.
If nothing else, he is very much one of those. Yes. Does he shoot? Does he assist? You know, leave some to be desired. He has 1 goal, 0 assists on the season, but you know, he starts. He's 4'6". That's
and he
all
has
I'm gonna
goals
say about it.
In him, which somewhere. again for somewhere. Yeah, somewhere deep inside of him. But for players at this price bracket, they don't have that. Right? Like no player at this price bracket has as many non-penalty goals as Clivert has scored in top leagues around Europe.
Right. So
at least he has that going for him. And Bournemouth look good. I mean, Bournemouth, obviously people know that their fixtures are good because everyone's buying Dom. But just their short term next four, at Man United, home Luton, at NFO, home Fulham. So if there's a time you need a punt, maybe you still have your wild card like me and you need someone really fucking cheap to get Trent or whatever. Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Yeah. Do you know what? Their defense has also been really good lately. Somehow.
I mean, Iriola.
I mean, they've been playing bad teams, but
very happy
sort of.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not really. I don't know. Their defense has been good.
They turned it around.
Yeah, well, he's kind of like, he dropped Kirkez for a while, and then he brought, you know, Adam Smith, the economist, back in, and by all accounts, he's been playing well, and I don't know, I do like Neto. I feel like he's a good keeper.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's competent, and, you know, ever since they really settled on this team, they've just been way better. This, like, front six. Yeah. I mean, he's kind of been in and out a little bit with the fullbacks. And, you know, I mean, they lost Aarons, which, you know, maybe is a blessing in disguise. I don't know. He's kind of dumb. I don't know. He like, his football IQ, when I watch him play, I feel like it's, like, kind of leave something
sad
to be desired.
Sad career for that guy so far.
Yeah. But no, I mean, this front six, like, with Cook and Semenya, dropping Billing.
Dude.
Yeah, Semenya's been good. But, like, dropping Billing seems to be great. So they're going well right now.
They look good. Let's talk about Trent. D said Trent in ? Phoenix said, is Trent worth the extra money from Trips if you had to go buy one of them? And Berbatov said, what indicators did I miss that would have led to Trent points over the past 4 game weeks? So, I mean, the points have been fucking disgusting from Trent. I mean, it's 12, 13, 8, 7 this last 4. Absolutely absurd amount of points. 40 points last 4 game weeks.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I mean, there are a few questions here. I mean, I think first is the indicators. I mean, do you see that, you know, because we were nowhere near even talking about him before this 40.4 game. I mean, you know, we started creeping in a little bit more after he scored the goal against Man City and stuff. But I mean, did we miss something here how are you seeing it?
I mean, we had the Friday of my life where I was talking about Trent. I think that, you know, 2 of these 4 are just clean sheets are the majority of the points, which we knew was coming, right? Like, people were buying Simicas. We were talking about Virgil for a reason, right? So that half of this haul, well, not really half the haul, but some of the haul is just cleans. Liverpool on a good run, underrated defense, probably. The other part of it we talked about on Friday in My Life, where I was saying how he came from such lofty heights of the, when he used to just basically be right winger, overlap, monster, double digit assists every year. That to come down to where he is now, where his numbers are still elite, but it's not in the same caliber as where he was, I think he's being a little bit underrated. But I mean, the truth is we still never considered it because of the price. I mean, that was basically, long story short, was just, all those things that I said were still true 4 weeks ago, but he's a million more than Trips. And, you know, I just don't think it's worth it. So, like,
yeah.
I think the short answer is, like, we didn't miss that much. He was just really expensive. Maybe if I wildcarded, you know, in like game week 10, 11, 12, maybe Trent makes the team. But for a normal team to get him, I just think it was like basically impossible. I mean, it's almost as big a leap as, you know, when did you wildcard? Like game week 5, 6 or something like that, right? Whenever you wildcarded, a lot of other people were wildcarding to get Mo. And that was like the main motivator for a lot of teams. That's the same price difference as going from like I have a fucking Pau Torres and I want to make him Trent to like, I have a fucking Rashford worst pick in the game and I want to make him Mo. Like that's the same amount of money. And it's just impossible really to find that without like a -8 quadruple move. So I think that like, there was just no way to get him. There's this, and I still might not be a way for me to get him.
Yeah, I mean, he also like banged a direct free kick goal in the Fulham game, and the Man City goal was pretty random, like a really
unusual, a great run and a great goal, yeah.
But an unusual like sequence for him to score a goal, like that's not something he does really. So, I mean, you do have to get a little bit of the rub of the green for that to happen in successive nature. But, you know, with Sheffield United, though, game, it's like, oh, yeah, he just got an assist on a corner kick and he got a 12-pointer. Like, I remember that.
Yeah, that's a normal trend.
Yeah, so, and like Szoboszlai played the whole game, too. So, you know, maybe but now, you know, we're saying the price, but now he has these points in the bank. He does look in fine fettle. I mean, is he worth 8? Like, how priority, like, I guess compared to Trips is reasonable? I mean, I obviously rather have him than Trips.
I don't know. I still don't even know that. It's
very, very obvious to me at this point if I'm buying one of them.
A million's still a ton, though. I think that, like, yeah, it's easy to say that but, much. Like, I don't know. For, like, just in my preliminary tinkers an hour ago, it was like the difference between a 3-7 player that doesn't exist in the game and a 4-7 player as like, well, you know, part problem. Of my triple move. Well, that's your problem. That's a lot of people's problem.
But I can still
say
a million is not that much, which it is not.
It's kind of a lot, though. I think it is when you're going from insert horrible 4-point whatever pick to go to Trent. A million, you know, makes a big difference if you're going to Trips instead, but listen, he's a good pick. I think another indicator, again, is like I mentioned this on the aforementioned Friday of My Life episode, right? He was like top 4 underperforming his assists to expected assists, right? And it was just like, he has good underlying numbers. People just aren't finishing his chances. And Bruno always leads the world in this because Man United are terrible. But, you know, like Trent was right there. And we know that, you know, his players will finish some chances, right? Like Liverpool's players will finish some chances. It's the same argument that we always make with Alvarez, right? It's like he could be getting triple returns in all these games. He's supposed to because he's passing to fucking Foden and Haaland, but they're missing all these sitters. So I don't know what the hell's going on.
I'm starting to get like suicidal with Alvarez.
We need to get there soon too. Yeah. But listen, long story short, great pick, great player, best fucking thing in the world. I love him so much. I wish I had him so badly.
All right.
I don't know. I'm still not that sold that he's worth a million more than Trips. I mean, 40 points is great, but that's what he just scored. I'm not sure he has 40 more points in the next 4.
I'm sure he does not. And also, I think he's definitely worth a million more than Trips and definitely a better pick. So that's where I sit on that one.
Fine with that. Yeah. Other Liverpool questions. Solly said, with Matip's ACL ruptures, Konate and fairly nailed Liverpool defender to pick over the likes of Simi, who may or may not play with Gomez rotation. Yes, Konate should start every game, I would assume. And Phoenix said, Darwin, is it time to admit the guy needs to go? Maybe Solanke or Isak, maybe to Watkins if you want to get in earlier. What are you up to with Darwin?
He got an assist.
He fucking hauled this week.
He got 3 points.
Yeah, what
he
the
got
hell?
Three times as many points as Ollie Watkins.
How could Why you be you sell considering
this? Why
Ollie
would you
Watkins?
Sell this player?
Yeah, that makes actually no sense.
Darwin is just the ultimate tilt monkey. I mean, I don't know what he does. Like, he just runs out there and just fucking does random ass shit. And
he's a
psychotic person. So, yeah, he's ridiculous. You know, if you bought him and you watch him and you think he's the worst player ever and you want to sell him, go for it. No complaints there. If you don't have him and you want him, go buy him. You have fun. Good luck. GLHF. If you have him, I think it's a hold. You know, I mean, I've been sitting here with my thumb up my ass really far now. I mean, it's in my stomach at this point. He just gets no points. A long ass time ago. I mean, he just gets no points. You know, I'm sorry. Like, he doesn't get points. He's like Alvarez. I just sit here with the two of them. Yeah, he doesn't get points. His last 3-2-1-5-2. He had 10 at NFO. But I mean, 3-2-1-5-2 as a striker is that you're picking in FPL is a pretty much as bad as you can imagine a round of five games.
Not as bad as fucking Alvarez. Let's not get crazy here.
It's not as bad as one of the worst strikers in the game, but like, but seriously though, you have Luton, Brentham home, Fulham home at Sheffield, it's like, that's bad. So you could tell me a different story. XG, the chances, but I mean, we've been watching him for a long time do this. Is he Timo Werner? Like, is he going to be doing this in 3 years? I hope not. You know, I mean, I hope he improves and stops missing everything, but he might continue to miss everything and be under his XG. Maybe he's Jesus, you know, maybe he's just Jesus who doesn't, who's more extravagant in his misses. I have no idea. But at this point, you know, buy, sell, hold, yes, any of them, like any of them is fine.
Yeah.
Basically. That's how I see him right now.
Basically.
I don't know, do you have anything similar? Or?
Yeah, he's been...
From FPL, not like, oh, he's so good for Liverpool. Like, yeah, fine.
Yeah, for Liverpool, he's been great, which is important because I do think he'll retain the first choice, right? Like, he just keeps coming in, doing exactly what Klopp asked for him, you know, pressing, win the ball back, all the shit hockey assist. I expect him to start at Palace. I expect him to start home United. I expect him to start home Arsenal. I expect him to start every fucking game at this point. He's just our best forward, just straight up. I mean, Gakpo comes in, gets zero shots, doesn't really do much. I think Diaz has looked leggy. Darwin needs to play. And I think if he plays, points will follow.
I hope so.
Obviously been frustrating as an owner, for sure.
You don't own him.
Well, but you do. I'm talking about you.
Okay.
Should we talk about Alvarez? I mean, yeah, Phoenix asking about, you know, they have the blank. Should they be moved on? Shut up, Luke said, has City's recent poor form changed your perception on them from an FPL perspective? Ben said, do we sell Alvarez with the blank coming up? Homburg, other side of the coin, since should I do whatever hits it takes to get Holland back in for his inevitable hat tricks in the next 2 weeks? I did not know that was inevitable, but maybe I'll captain him now. Holland's just been missing sitters every week.
Yeah,
that's what he's been up to.
New sheriff in town. Holland's just doing something else. Yeah,
he can't. I mean, not only a sitter.
Yeah, I mean, not only Holland doesn't. We don't need to spend time on that. I still think you're just completely hostage by the next two games from Jalv before the blank.
100% agree.
You just can't reasonably do that. And then
there are two easy games, ridiculously easy games, and there are two 100% must wins. Dropping any points in these games is completely unacceptable with what just happened to City.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's involved in fucking every shot they take. He's involved. Whether he's hockey assisting, assisting, or taking the shot, he does all of it.
Yeah. I mean, we can have the conversation when the blank happens, I think, again about, you know, now what? Because, you know, just forecasting it, they do have a insane run of fixtures after that. I think we need the Kevin situation to
become more clear. Club World Cup squad. I don't know if that means fucking shit. Maybe it's just to get him a medal. Like, I don't know if it means anything.
No, I mean, who knows? But I mean, the literal minute Kevin is back, he's not a pick.
No.
So, you know, that is contingent upon that. But I, other than Kevin coming back, I just can't imagine. The other thing is, who are you getting? You know, I mean, who is banging the door down that you need to replace Jalf with another forward? I mean, Ollie is the only one that has very consistently been returning points in the forward position all year.
And he has two nightmare fixtures.
Yeah. So, I mean, doing that now doesn't make as much sense. But, I mean, if that's the angle to, you know, game week 18, just can't take it anymore with Jalf. If he gets like 7 points in the next two game weeks, which is very possible, if not likely. Yeah, you know, that's fine. You know, do that. But other than Watkins, like, what are you getting? You're getting some other fucking guy who's going
to have to piss you off. Ridiculous punt.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting Solanke, who just cannot be involved in less goals lately. And it's been so frustrating owning him because they've ticked up in their form and he's just ticked out of involvement. I mean, I swear to God, they have like 8 goals since I've owned him and he's been a part of one, I think.
Yeah. Jesus is someone.
Yeah, perhaps. There's Jesus, who again is at Villa and has at Liverpool in 18. Like, fuck are we talking about here? You know, he can't last over an hour also. You know, there's aforementioned Darwin. You want to really punt, get fucking Nico Jackson. He has 3 good fixtures. Yeah. But yeah, I just think we hold. I still think you hold. Yeah.
DCL, I think, could be a...
DCL, yeah. Home Chelsea at Burnley, at Spurs. Not bad.
Yeah. All right. Fuck, man.
That's Jalf. Yeah, I mean, we do need to like start considering the Man City blank and AFCON and Asian Cup and all that stuff. But right now, this second, I mean... They're at Luton Home Palace and they have to win.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot. It goes against everything I believe in to get rid of Jalf or even look at Haaland. You know, like, I can't even look that way. So, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Let's talk about some defenders. Okay. Jabroni said he's between Poro, Reese, or Stones. I think it'd be Stones easily if City didn't blank in 18. Reese is Reese. Poro only for attacking. Are there better options I'm missing, or would you go with one of those three? It needs to be 5-5 or under. And then, you know, other guys, just Ray asking about Poro. Alan Voldy said, is it time to move to Trips or Trent or down to Poro? And Beattie said, which defender under 5 mil is worth my time? Which I don't know if there's anyone worth your time at that price.
Well, Shimkass is still under 5. Yeah.
And he got his rest.
One. Yeah. What do you see in this defender bucket? I mean, we talked about Trips and Trent.
Yeah, and they're head and shoulders above this group, I think, because they have cleans and they have Trips, and they have bonds.
I don't know about Trips, man.
Really? I mean, he just got you a fucking mega haul.
Yeah, with 3 one-pointers in between. So what kind of a mega haul is that? He got fucking 15 points in 4 game weeks for me.
That's not bad.
It's not great. I mean, he's like the most expensive. It's not great,
but you know.
It's fine. I mean, it's like getting 2 returns in 4 game weeks.
Yeah. That's fine. Like, I just think it's fine, you know. Like
it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. You just hold him. You hold him with confidence, I think. But
he's another 4 yellow card holder. God damn it. Oh, that's gonna God. Fuck
that's
me
gonna
big time.
Not tilt that would never tilts you when you're playing
at yellow Spurs. Cards. He's at Spurs this week. It's coming. He's gonna miss home Fulham. That's what I'm
Yeah, your
be
favorite player,
here.
BJ, is gonna run beyond him and he's gonna take him out from behind.
Rinsed. Get it. Yep.
Poro. Great pick, but only a great pick because no teams keep cleans. Cleans are just way, way, way down with the added time and attacking managers and all the stuff we've talked about for 6 months now. But and no team keeps cleans. I never, ever expect Spurs to ever keep a clean. They'll keep some randomly. But he's just an attacking monster. He's an absolute monster. An assist per game does not feel like he's overperforming what I expect him to do at all with his corner deliveries, his open play deliveries, you know, his crosses. He even sometimes just pops up tip of the spear and just like gets played in behind. Like that's what makes him a good pick is that even in the games where they concede 2, he just pops up with a 5-pointer. I mean, he's literally 5-0, 5-5-0 his last 5 games, 0 clean sheets in that time, 3 assists. Like that's who he is. That's who you're buying.
I mean, he's basically replaced Madison with like chief creative attacking 100%. Role officer on the team. His everything you see of him has dramatically increased once the games Madison's been missing. So I still don't love him as a pick as much as you at all, just because I think it's even more pronounced, like the inability of this team to keep a clean sheet, especially like with Van de Ven out, and you know, yeah, they just look messy and sloppy, and they're not set up to clean. So I still don't love banking on, you know, he has to get an assist or it's a zero or a one, you know, more realistically, which it's just the baseline is so low. I just don't like it.
I think the recent fixtures also color this a little bit, right? So their last five are home Chelsea, where they got two red cards and just that's a joke. That just wiped that away. I don't even know what that game was. Away Wolves. Tough clean. No one keeps it clean there. Home Villa, away City, home West Ham. I mean, none of those are bankers, right? Like, I don't expect them, even with the full cast, to keep it clean in any of those, really. The question is if, like, at NFO, home Everton, home Bournemouth, three of their next five coming up, like, can they do the stuff they did earlier in the season where they're just 70% possession? That team never gets out. That team never really gets a sniff. That's the only way that they could clean. I don't know. I don't know if they can do that, you know, with a lesser 11.
But yeah, that's what you'd be betting on. Yeah, I'd be happy to just watch rather than buy to find out at this point. I mean, I think Liverpool is a really good place to go, you know, still, with, especially with Konate. He's a donger.
He is a donger.
I mean,
I think
Stones
he has no dongs, but he's still a donger.
Yeah. Stones, it's just with the blank, it feels really untenable to buy right now. If you can absorb it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you only have Haaland or something, then you could probably go there. But I mean, they haven't been cleaning and they might start cleaning. They should keep two cleans coming up.
And their next four. Their next four is at Luton, home Palace, blank, at Everton. Okay, that's a tough clean, home Chef U. I mean, in what world is that not minimum two cleans in the next four? In our next five game weeks, I guess, technically. Yeah. But yeah, if you only have Haaland, meaning no Jalv, obviously everyone's getting rid of Bumo, so you have no other Brentford. I think it's okay. But like, I also don't know what... I haven't seen many teams that can also absorb that defensively. Like, teams are not defensively deep right now in FPL. Like, there's a lot of teams that have, like, Bayer and Kabore as their fourth and fifth, or they have Simikas who might not start any game there. They have a Villa guy, or like, so it's like, also, who are you playing in that blank?
Yeah.
Or do you even have a player for that blank?
Yeah.
It makes it maybe a lot worse.
It depends. It depends for sure.
I definitely want him because I expect them to clean those games, but yeah, I don't know if I can handle it.
Yeah,
my team.
It's also also not going to be like, oh, of course Stones plays every game. It's like,
yeah, right. He's not even nailed every game. And then there's Reese, who also is a fucking joke.
Fuck him. It's ridiculous. We gotta stop asking. We have to stop taking questions about him. He's not a pick. He can't even stay fit when he gets a red card ban. Like, that's what this player is. Yep. He just did that. He literally
immediately gets a ban, immediately has knee pain in training and can't fucking
play. Forget it. Fucking get out of my face. Forget it.
And
it's
he's
ridiculous.
So lucky that Garnachoed all over himself before. God. He would have just had a nightmare. Fucking.
Yeah.
Speaking of play, I mean, also.
I do feel like Bournemouth is a cheeky shout, honestly. I mean...
Oh, for a defensive pick?
Yeah. Dude, they've been fucking tight as shit. They haven't been giving up much of anything.
Yeah.
I mean, they're more of a rotational piece, but I mean, this is the sub 4-5 bracket. And also, dude, Slab is just a fine pick. Like,
yeah,
he's 4-3.
Totally
he's a donger and
he
an
gets
own-goal
his
donger.
Head on so much that like... Good for bones, good for a flick on assist, good for a goal here and there, which is just huge.
Yeah. I mean, he has two returns already this season, two assists already this season. And I mean, it's just at 4-3, you're not. What are you expecting? And, you know, I mean, they don't really have very good fixtures coming up, but it's just, again, 4-3. So there are definitely options. I mean,
you're going to.
And there's still Arsenal and Newcastle. So it's like.
What are Arsenal, though?
I mean, they're fine.
They can't fucking clean for shit.
They have
at Villa, home Brighton, at Liverpool, home West Ham next four.
Dude, they do this shit, dude. They are fine. They will be fine.
Yeah.
Blip. I mean, the Luton game was not
a performance
commensurate with shipping three.
No, not at
crazy
all.
Crazy, dude. The not Hatters just get hat. They put hats everywhere, and they just misdirection. Yeah. You don't know what's happening, and you know the Wolf game. Like, they are still an elite defense, and the results were bad the last couple. And I expect them to just be fine over the long term. I think at this point, checking the results is just not helpful for them because they're going to be inconsistent. They're going to clean games you don't expect them to clean, and they're not going to clean easy home bankers because, I mean, we've seen at least 50 games worth of Arteta doing this thing. So I don't need to keep checking to be like, oh, it's something new. You know, it's just they're good. They're fine. They're not even that expensive.
They do all the right stuff. Raya is not the worst keeper in the league. He'll fucking figure it out. They'll be fine.
Yeah. Newcastle. Dude, the away shit is a very, very, very concerning.
And they
like,
are
you keep
so
saying like Trips is great.
Close
Trips,
to it's the like, edge.
It's not great. Like, they're not great when they have won one game away literally all year. It's almost halftime of the season. And that was Chef U. Like, it's a problem, dude. It's a huge problem.
Still think Trips is fine.
Not fine.
Fucking I think horrible. It's just steady hold. But I was going to throw in one other shout who I know you're going to hate this, but I still think if you're shopping in the Bournemouth and Slab price bracket, Colwell's got to be in there. Starts every game. They have an insane run for like 10 game weeks. You just got to think, okay, Poch is going to figure something out. You know, Caicedo's not this bad. Enzo's not this bad. Their defenders aren't this bad. And they'll figure something out and keep some cleans in this run. I mean, I think it's worth a go.
You can add his name. I would never advocate.
Yeah. He's good.
Individual players.
They have
a lot of individual good players. Yeah. They're not a good team.
Yeah. We have other questions. What are we?
We're fucking over an hour. Yeah, I think we should try and...
One day to listen. Yeah, let's just fucking skip the question. Sorry, guys. There's just no time. It's almost deadline already. Who are you capping? Holland?
Darwin.
Are you
Darwin cap? Yeah. Dead ass, million percent. I'm on Darwin.
You used to be never cap against your team.
I fucking hate this team. I hate this team.
Wow.
I will cap against them as much as possible from this point forward.
Wow. Not Holland.
It's just fuck him, dude. Fucking Holland. Dude, they're gonna go to the Hatteries and get destroyed.
Fuck I'm on Holland.
Yeah, of course you are. It's Darwin, dude. It's gonna be early kickoff, lore breaking. I cannot explain or tell you how fucked up Palace is right now and how much of a disaster we are.
Yeah.
I mean, you Lutonites, all they've done all year is strong togetherness, gritty, tough performances. And I just expect it to be pretty much at home.
They just got fucking annihilated by Arsenal.
Yeah, but they almost got points.
I know, but I'm just talking from a captain against perspective. They can see four goals to Arsenal.
Yeah.
And then City and a must win. I'm okay.
I mean, that game was that could happen again, obviously. But I feel like Luton are better than us right now. I don't think that's a conversation. And I just feel like City are kind of fucked up. I think City are kind of fucked up.
They definitely are. I mean,
everyone's tired. I mean, they're at maybe past the bend don't break point. They might be fucked.
Rodri's back. Jack is back. Yeah. You know, Stones is back. I mean, these are not just like, oh, that's fine. Like, that's humongous for them. They badly needed these players. Doku might be back. Like, you know, so that's huge.
Yeah. And I mean, Bill could use a rest. I mean, honestly,
Jesus Christ, he could use a fucking rest.
I mean, he's subbing him because he also could probably use a rest if he could afford to.
He was not at it. Yeah.
But I mean, Darwin just not starting, like, I love to see that. And yeah, I mean, City not taking a shot after 10 minutes in the last game. I'm just like, yeah, I mean, it's likely that they have a response and they go to Lutonites and are just like, watch this, guys. But
yeah,
also they could just go and, like they did to Chef U earlier in the season, where they
barely went
missed a couple of their good chances, which they've been doing lately, and then they almost lose the game, or they almost drop points in the game.
Holland, you know, they're on,
yeah, I mean, they're on four straight non-wins, and
yeah,
I'm feeling the Darwin action this
Are there
weekend.
Any other shouts? Just looking at the fixtures.
I think Mo is a shout as well, because yeah.
He's been playing kind of badly though.
Yeah.
He sometimes plays bad against tons of points. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he hasn't had very many games where you're like, oh, wow, Mo is the best player in that game. Like, that's been very rare this year.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, you don't have to really look too much further, right? I mean, you have two, number one and number two, or two of the top three teams playing two teams that should be really in the relegation zone. Yeah,
and Arsenal's at Villa, you can't consider that.
No, of course not.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's basically that.
I mean, Holland's everyone's going to be on Holland, obviously.
I think so.
Yeah.
The Darwin picks make sense to me. I mean, it would be absolutely shocking if he doesn't start. I think everyone in the world is like, the side was weird and rotated against Chef U. Didn't really work that well. You know, the better guys came on, made a big difference, I think, for sure. So, yeah, you're looking at a good opportunity there.
It's hard to...
Any moves?
To really put into words how dysfunctional we are right now. And it looks like the players are giving up.
I know. Like, I mean, I didn't watch the game live, obviously, but just watching the highlights, it's like I've never seen Gahey do that. Like, what the fuck are they doing?
I think they're fed up. And it's like, no one, there's no point. Like, there's literally no point. Every game we're set up horribly and he won't play. Like, dude, we spent basically like a club record fee on this fucking Brazilian kid. He won't even put him on for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck?
Most importantly, in a season where relegation is impossible.
Well,
like, if there's any season to like play some young guys, see what you got, it's this season. And yeah, he just won't fucking play.
He's putting Chris Richards in. Richards'
new CDM. Let's go.
It's really bad. I mean, we're going to have Klein and Ward as fullbacks after Ward just... I mean, this is the third game in a week for Ward. Like,
I like it, dude.
We subbed Richards over there on the... We played right... I mean, we took Ward, we put Richards, but we're just blown out of our ass. We're a mess. So I think it's going to be... We're going to get fucked at home and the crowd's going to turn on Woy and he's going to go fucking tell us that we don't deserve to
win.
Maybe
I'm going to listen to you and go, Mo, honestly.
I would not recommend that, but...
Oh, really? You just talked me into it and then you're saying I'm not recommending that. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's not smart from FPL game playing, I don't think, right?
Too risky, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just way too risky.
Yeah. What about who are you going to do for Buma, or you don't know yet? I mean, we still have tomorrow live stream. Oh, you already did it.
What did you do? I just did Saka. I was like...
Yeah, I mean, if you can, easy.
Yeah. I mean, I had to take a hit either way because I was... I asked you earlier, like Saka or Trent. So
yeah.
Basically, the reason why I didn't get Trent was... that I would have been punting big time on that attacker. Like it would have had to have been, I think, Lo Celso. And
that didn't
feel great. Like as a starter.
And that's
week.
A starter. Yeah, that's brutal as a starter.
Yeah. Lo Celso's
4-8. Yeah, that's fucking brutal.
It just felt really, and I didn't want to take like an extra hit to still get a guy that I'm punting on.
Yeah.
So it just made more sense.
Makes more sense. I like it.
Yeah. So, and I mean, it definitely
and Arsenal
puts
been
me back
stepping
on
up
template.
since we made fun of how bad they are and how they never attack. I mean, they've been scoring goals. Saka's been looking better. He's taking guys on, he's taking shots. So, back to normal.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, he's similar to like with Palmer, it's a little bit in a different context, but he gets points every week. And I just sit here, I'm just like, oh, God, like,
ticks every box, just like Palmer. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, getting rid of him was probably just a mistake. in hindsight. I mean, starting with him was obvious, and then getting rid of him was obviously stupid, I think. So
yeah,
rectify that one, get him back in, and just, you know, throw my hands up in the air. So I mean, I took a hit, which, whatever, I don't give a shit. But I mean, my team, I guess, is in good shape. And I'm really just putting a lot of chips on Newcastle and Arsenal cleans. You know, I mean, hopefully it works. I'm not confident, but...
Yeah. Yeah, it's fair.
That's just where I put my team. So
I have two frees. Yeah. I have money in the bank. I still have no fucking idea what I'm going to do. I mean, Gahey is very likely leaving my team. Maybe also Powell leaving my team. I still think my attack is just good. I have 8 good attackers. Probably going to be Palmer on the bench again, unless there's actual Son injury news, which might be a thing, but don't know.
But, so you're just doing one and floating again?
Possibly, yeah. I just need to figure out a defender unless I want to go up to one of the expensive guys, and then I need to find money, do a double move. It gets more extravagant. I mean, in a weird way, I'm like, if Son's injured, not mad. You know, yeah, 2 frees, I get to do one. Son out to fucking no one, put Palmer in every week, get any defender I want in the fucking game instantly. Maybe I should look at that in general, but you know, I don't know. As of right now, don't really know. Just a defensive move is all I know. Because Powell's in Arsenal,
Gahey's in Liverpool. Because you could sort of just shrug and kind of push it out more or less the same for a little while, and that might be really bad. But
might be horrible. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you need to, I think, really commit to, like, what am I doing? Like, am I targeting a specific player?
The one thing that I do know in terms of, like, plans, and I need to sort of, like, reverse engineer backwards this, is, like, I gotta get Ollie in game week 18. I just simply, and that's the blank week. He's fucking home Chef U that week, best fixture in the world. Then he's home Burnley 2 weeks later, then at Everton, then at Chef U a couple weeks after that. It's just, like, that's the time when I'm moving to Ollie. Am I going to move from Dom? Am I going to move from Alvarez? Like, don't know. Where am I going to get the money? Don't know. So I need to do a bit of planning, but I have fucking like 24 hours to do it. So I don't know where I'm getting that money yet.
Yeah, I mean, I know we were just talking a lot about Gordon, but I mean, he might be the least painful fundage, you know?
I mean, Sutton also is just like... He was fucking bad. He's kind of hurt. They're home Newcastle.
I know. He's leaving Asia soon. I know. It's just, that's one where it's just,
I'm going to
pop
punished.
In with, yeah, I feel
he
like
could brace any game.
Yeah. I feel like you're asking for trouble with that.
100% agree. So like, that's why I'm like, I sort of wish she's hurt only to make my life easier. Not because of anything against him or Spurs or whatever, just to make my life fucking easy.
I mean, or honestly, I mean, maybe it makes more sense to just do 3-5-2 and just do Jalv and Solanke. You know, I mean, those two guys to Watkins and a fodder, you know?
Yeah.
And that's easy like money there.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do that. You know, it's hard with Dom's, you know, next run. I mean, at Old Trafford is no longer a banker, but home Luton, at NFO, home Fulham, the three after that is just fucking insane.
We'll see.
I need news tomorrow and I need more time.
Because you're also kind of stuck in this defensive hellhole.
Well, no, I'll deal with one of them this week. I'll deal with Gahey or Powell this week. The other will be third on my bench and we'll go from there.
I mean, I think definitely get rid of Gahey, if nothing else, because Powell has the 18 Sheffield United fixture.
Yeah,
right?
He has future good fixtures, and he's a donger. Gahey's just
Gahey's
not a donger.
Terrible. Yeah, I think, I mean, because you could just, you know, easily do Gahey down to any fucking person.
You could do Gahey to Stones.
Yeah, well, but you have to figure out the money. I don't know if going up makes sense, you know. But
I know.
Maybe.
But I want a good player. That's the thing. It's like, I don't want to, like, punt on, like, fucking... Back to Colwell. Hope Chelsea figure it out. You know, I want someone
like
who McGuire actually expect points
something.
From.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is the issue too with you. I mean, if you do it, but you know, having the eighth attacker, you know, I mean, you're just, you have a million on the bench every week.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. But, you know, he's also auto-sub before. He'll auto-sub again.
Yeah.
He'll get me points.
Just get Poro.
Get your guy. I could.
Just get your guy. Stop talking about him and just get him.
Yeah, I might do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Need more time.
All right, dude. Well, you have one day, so
hopefully, yeah, exactly. Hopefully, people listen to this pod because deadline's in 24 hours. Yeah. One new sign up, one new anus slap. Chris Howitt, get the fuck in there, dude. Welcome.
Can't believe I have
thank you.
I have Branthwaite now. Fuck me, dude. You have Branth? I don't like having. Yeah, I got him for the double move. I had to get some. Dude, cheap Everton ass are fuck.
Good, man. You're good.
I was 0.1 away from slabbing. Because cash
could have been a reuniting.
Dude, not having cash, and that's what's been holding me back. Now I'm gonna really fucking show you how to FPL, baby. No more Polish players in my team. I love Polish people, except for their footballers. To be for
I
the
like
record.
The food too. Yeah. But the footballers are all fucking frauds.
Yeah, I think my wife has Polish heritage, but no Polish football. Same with you. Yeah. The footballers are just something else.
Fraudulent. Any last words, dude?
See you in the morning.
See you in the morning. Check us up at fmelville.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmelville. Support theater.com/fmelville. Subscribe. Rate. View. Cheers.
Sports Social Podcast Network.